Great block on the three-pointer. And the fourth is a rush.
Welcome back.
I might as well start it off now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Cavs Corner. This is, what, 3 weeks in a row now?
No, it's like four.
Is it four?
It's got to be four.
Your voice okay?
No, I'm dying. I'm dying, but I'm still here for the people. Got to give the people what they want.
Yes. We're filming on a Tuesday today.
Tuesday,
it feels weird.
I know.
Real weird.
I've got to go out tomorrow morning.
Yeah. We've got a lot of things on this afternoon too. We're going to buy tickets for the AFL games.
We're not supposed to tell people we're going to buy tickets. About things that are work-related.
Yes, we've got core flutes to sort out for Allison.
Is it weird that your microphone's going straight to your nose?
Yeah, hopefully I don't sniffle everywhere, but we'll adjust that and we'll get straight into the results and the players in focus for the round for the GYG Senior Cavaliers.
The NBL1 men and women, they travelled down to the Bayside Rivals. They took on the Frankston Blues. The NBL1 women unfortunately went down 64-70. Ezra McGoldrick had 17 points and 4 rebounds, and Lauren Hippolyte had a solid all-round game with 13 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. And cheeky shout-out to Lauren there. She played well on the back of requesting to be on a poster.
She did. She requested to be on the away game.
We're throwing
poster.
Her under the bus there, but hey, you know what? If the players are feeling it and they want to be on a poster, we'll oblige.
Yeah,
we'll make it work.
The NBL1 men travelled down to Frankston as well. Casey Cavaliers coming away with a victory 92-83. Hunter Marks was our Ray White Cranbourne Cavalier of the Week with 19 points, 6 rebounds and 3 assists. Nate Roberts just had a lazy 21 points and 16 rebounds.
Big double-double.
Tyler Robertson, 22 points, 5 rebounds and 3 assists. He's back on track in some good shooting form as well.
And it feels good. Like, you know, both teams are doing quite well. The women are sitting mid-table. The men are sitting third on the ladder. So we can throw a bit of banter their way.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a bit of banter their way. I don't know if they'll appreciate it or not. They seem like a friendly group, the men.
Yeah.
They played in the first half some of the best basketball we've seen at the Case Cavaliers ever.
Yep.
In the second half, it felt like they tried a lot of ways to lose the game. They were up by 26 points, I think, just after halftime.
Yeah.
And the game came all the way back to a two-point game towards the end. But you know what? The difference is that they stuck it out and they won by 9 points.
So never in doubt, I heard from Nate. That's what he said. He said, never in doubt.
Never in doubt. That's what I like to hear. Hunter Marks, though, shout out to him. You hear stat lines like Tyler Robertson, you've got me now going Robertson. Tyler Robertson had 22 points. Nate had the 21 and 16, and Hunter had the 19, 6 and 3. And you look at that and go, oh, how did Hunter win the Cavalier of the Week over Nate and Tyler? Well, not that they all weren't fantastic contributors, but I thought Hunter, across the game, really stepped up in some pivotal moments, made some big shots, was there when they needed to be there, made back-to-back layups at the end of the game to extend that lead, got to the foul line. Like, he was, felt like he was everywhere in that crucial last few minutes. So shout out to Hunter, because he's putting together a really good season.
Yeah, and our youth champ women are back on track, Ash.
Hang on, I don't want to skip over the NBL1 men yet. I've got more to talk about.
Oh, okay. Well,
I got more to talk
on,
about. The one last thing I want to talk about there.
Go on.
Debut game,
yes.
Gorjok Gak.
Yes.
So people are going to look at the box score and go, oh, yeah, I think 6 points and 4 rebounds in 18 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
But for perspective, arrived on plane, had to drive down to Melbourne, did not train, was unable to train on the Thursday, played on the Saturday, and still put together a solid game. If you watch the game, he really rounds out the team well. So I'm expecting big things in the coming weeks from Gak.
Well,
anyway,
we'll see him this weekend at a triple header game on Saturday night, but we'll talk about that in just a minute. As I said before, our youth champ women are back on track this season, defeating Nutterwadding on the Saturday night, 108-84.
Before you get into the stat line there, and this is no disrespect to anybody, but I do not remember the last time I saw a youth champ women's game with 100-plus points on the offensive end.
Yeah, it was a very good shooting performance.
That's outstanding, 108 points. 108 points in any division. Like, I mean, I'm looking at the scoreline here. The youth champ men, I mean, we know that they're a very offensive-focused team. They scored 106 in the game that you talk about in a minute. No one else got near the 100-point mark.
No.
The men got 92 in NBL 1. The youth champ women got 108.
Yeah, and 36 of them went to Micah Nightingale.
36.
Not bad. She couldn't miss a shot. She had 36 points and, get this, 16 rebounds.
That's a huge double-double.
A huge double-double. 4 assists as well.
I was going to say that's Nate Roberts areas, but it's not. Nate was in Micah Nightingale areas on the weekend.
Yeah, 100%. Brooke DeRuyter, 13 points, 8 rebounds, contributed well. And Vanessa Tevet off the bench, 3-point shooting machine. They're gonna close out to it. She had 14 points and 7 rebounds, and I reckon most of her points come from the 3-point line.
I don't think it matters if they close out on her, because she's a solid shooter and she's shooting it anyway, and it's going in.
It is. They backed it up on the Sunday against...
Back here again.
Back here again against Altona, who was sitting up, I think, third or fourth. Came away with the victory, 69-59. Kyra Webb joined the team. Obviously, she had NBL 1 duties on the Saturday night. She had 21 points and 16 rebounds.
Big stat line.
Micah Nightingale almost had a double-double. She had 13 points, 8 rebounds and 2 assists. And Caitlin Field shot pretty well too, 15 points, 2 rebounds and 3 blocks.
Outstanding from the Ute Chetmen. Really getting their season back on track with two big wins.
100%.
Ute Chetmen, Case Cavaliers, 106 defeated Nutter Wadding on Saturday night, 68. Big win there. That's a 38 point win. Justin Ochea had 22, 7 and 5. So really rounding out the stat sheet there. Joel Robinson had 16 and 3, and Josh Parkinson, your mate, the Parko Taco, had 14 points and 9 rebounds, just shy of the double double there. So they then. You want me to jump? Keep going.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that game, speaking about that game, they were on track to score about 130 points at one point.
Yeah, not bad.
I think they were averaging.
Not a bad day.
I think they scored about 40 points in the first quarter. I might be wrong, but it was pretty close.
Can't argue with that. And then on the Sunday, they travelled away to Sandringham. They played. They lost Case Cavaliers 83 to Sandy 85. So a two-point game there. Justin Shea backed it up with 23 points, 4 rebounds. Blake Shanklin was back to his best with 17 points, 10 boards. And Joel Robinson, 11 points and 3 rebounds. So that's a tough loss there.
Yeah.
Two-point game in a game in a weekend where you've got two games. You always want to split your weekend, so they did that. They'll be frustrated that they let that one slip on a two-point
game.
Yeah,
I think you just got to get to the line more, I think. A couple of more free throws would have been handy.
Yeah. You know what you should
stop
do?
Stop shooting threes, start while, taking it to the ring.
While we're talking about that, maybe just put the box score up here. We're not saying anything about anyone, but maybe just put those little bits of the box score there because there's a differential on the stat line that has frustrated all
maybe,
of us here.
Maybe they just shoot too many threes. Maybe they just got to get to the bucket.
Maybe they just never take it inside the key, according to some people.
Moving on.
If you've watched the game, they definitely take it inside the key. So this stat line doesn't make any sense, the one that's still sitting on the screen here.
We're not blaming anybody but the team for not taking it to the ring. Triple header this Saturday night. You can come and watch our Youth League men take on... Do you know who we're playing?
Eltham. It says it right there on the run sheet.
It does. It does too. We're taking on Eltham. That's the Youth Champ men at 3:30.
I hope they are taking on Eltham now. I hope I didn't read that wrong.
That's all right. They're taking on the Eltham Wildcats from 3:30 p.m., followed by our NBL 1 men and women who are taking on the Melbourne Tigers.
5:30 and 7:30 p.m.
So 5:30 and 7:30 p.m.
We're at the big triple header here. Now, if you need incentive to make it a six-hour day of basketball, you're not sure, you're thinking, you know what, maybe I won't go see the Youth Champ, man. I'll just make it in time for the NBL 1 games.
Is this where you announce flags?
I wasn't going to announce the flags yet.
I thought you were going to be like, there's an incentive. We have flags.
Well, no, the incentive. Well, the flags are coming. We didn't bring one in. I should have brought one in.
I can go get one.
But firstly, my incentive.
Your incentive.
To
not
get,
the flags.
To get down for the 6 hours of basketball. If you arrive before halftime, now, it's a small saving, but it's a saving nonetheless. $5 flat rate entry. So normally you pay $10.
Of the Youth League game.
The Youth League game. Yes. Before halftime of the Youth League game, you get $5 entries. Normally $10 per adult. Save half price if you come in, and that gets you ticket. Like, you can come watch all three games then. After halftime of the Youth League game, it does go back to standard NBL 1 price. Going to be $10 an adult, $5 a junior. So, but as always, if you've got an NBL 1 membership, you get free access to all the games anyway.
That's
well, not
right.
free. You've paid for a membership, but you don't have any additional costs to come watch the games.
That's right. And because it's our domestic round, all junior domestic athletes getting for free if you're wearing something from your club.
Yep. Doesn't have to be the jersey. Can be the jersey. Throw the jersey on at the top. But obviously, a lot of people might have worn their jersey during the day.
It's cold, so maybe a jumper.
Hoodies,
Hoodies, whatever.
Tops, whatever your club has. Have something with your brand on. That's for junior domestic players only. And if that's not enough to get you down to the triple header this Saturday night from 3:30 p.m., this week, the first 150 junior Casey fans that come through the door will get themselves a free flag. They can wave them all night. Even better, you can get them signed after the games by anyone. The Youth League men, I'm sure they'll be happy to sign them for you. The NBL 1 women, the NBL 1 men. Oh, you look even better when the flag covers your face like that. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm thrilled about the flags, Ash. I'm thrilled.
They're exciting. First 150 juniors, you can get them. You can wave them all night. Get down to the game. Get down to the games this weekend. First 150 junior Casey fans that come through the door will get one of these for free. And keep an eye on socials because the next home game after this one is going to be flag night where every single junior who doesn't have one is going to get one for free. That'll be on the Friday night. So if you want to get one of the flags, and as always, we have our hand clappers. We have our player collector cards. The players will be sticking around after the games for autographs, for selfies, all that business. And you know what? I reckon even if you give the Youth Champ Men a bit of love, they'll return it too. They'll stick around and do some autographs and some photos and whatnot.
Now they will.
Here for a home game. So get down to the Fortress, 3:35, 37:30 for a big day of basketball this Saturday.
Awesome. Straight into our sponsors, Ash, Guzmani Gomez, fast food your mum says yes to.
Melbourne Orthodontic Group, keep smiling.
Carlisle Homes, build a better home. And if you're going to build a better home, make sure you let them know that Casey Basketball sent you. They'll put $500 in your pocket and $500 in our pocket.
Perfect. PhysioWorks Health Group, assisting Casey Basketball with all their injury prevention and recovery needs. They're here on game day. Shout out to Nathan and the team there.
Ray White, Cranbourne, buy, sell, or property management needs. They've got you covered, Chaminda and Peter Karmas.
Intersport Cranbourne and Casey Central. We've got some new basketballs coming soon to the competitions, all thanks to the guys at Intersport Cranbourne and Casey Central. Just keep an eye out for those in the next few weeks.
Zoom Zoom Cranbourne Mazda podcast sponsor. They have a car servicing offer on at the moment. Any car, any make, any model, they'll service your car. And the other one is if you're going to buy a brand new car, make sure you let them know that we sent you. They'll give you a good deal and that they will also put some money back into the club.
Yep. So anytime you go down to Cranbourne Mazda, just let them know you're from Case Basketball. They'll give you the VIP treatment. Universal Athlete Center in Narre Warren. They've got shooting bays. They've got dry recovery. They've got wet recovery. They've got a little gym there. They've got a high performance center. They've got everything you need. So if you're a basketball person and you take it seriously, get down to UAC Narre Warren.
Perfect. Mortgage Choice Clyde, Daniel and Sarah and the team down there are fantastic. If you need a mortgage or if you're looking to refinance and get a better rate, because I know for a fact that the rate might be cut today. I'm not saying it's going to be.
Well, we're filming on Tuesday. 90% chance.
It might get cut. So if you're looking for a better rate, go and speak to them and they will help you out.
The Clean Ranger, go see Polky. He'll sort you out. Residential or commercial cleaning, he's got it sorted.
That's right. The amazing Grace Cranbourne. Fantastic Palmers, even better steaks. Ash, I think we're going there later this afternoon.
We might have to.
Maybe for a steak.
We might have to.
Is it steak day today or is that Thursday?
I think it's Thursday's a steak day. Wednesday's is pizza day. I'm not sure what Tuesday's is.
Beer day.
Can't do beers at work. We wish. Remarkability Community Care, they're an NDIS support partner. So if you need anything through them, get in touch with the guys down at RACCC.
Goat Labs, the winter tournament is coming up in June, I believe.
Yeah, June. The 15th, I believe, of June. Yep. It's on a Sunday. Information about that should be coming in the next week.
Perfect. Now, merchandise, Ash. These flags are not merchandise. They're not being sold.
Freebies.
You have to be at the game.
Got to be at a game to get them. One.
But you can buy scarves, can coolers, size 3 basketballs, drink bottles. The new track suits are in stock.
I've got mine on today.
They're ready to go. So if you want a brand new track suit, this is what the NBL 1 men, women, and youth league team wear all the time to their games. It's looking pretty fresh. It's got Cavaliers on the back. It's nice and light.
I don't have the flexibility to turn around.
There it is. It's nice and light. I'm not saying you can wear it before a game, but if you're training, it does keep you a little bit warm if you're warming up at training.
And so, it is built for basketball. Yes. So traditionally, you know, you get things and you think, especially if you're tall like me, a lot of basketballs are tall. You think, it's going to be a little bit short. These are not. These are true to size.
Yeah. So it's got a cute little pocket here that you can put a phone in. If you're listening to music, you don't have to tuck it into your shorts or wherever you want to tuck your phone in when you're listening to music.
I love the sew. You're really selling this well.
I am selling it well. Yeah. It also comes with the bottoms as well. So
tapered tracksuit pants.
That's the one.
Yep.
Now, if you want your jerseys, make sure you get your jersey orders in.
They take
about 6 weeks to process.
Nah, it's about 3 weeks.
Six just in case. and I think that's about it. I think that's everything you can get on the merchandise.
Junior Cavaliers news. Let's just keep ticking along here. National Junior Classic. Obviously, selections aren't finalised yet. There's still one more round to go, I believe. But I do have it on good authority that Casey Cavaliers 12-1 boys, 12-1 girls, both qualify for the National Junior Classic.
Fantastic.
Under 14 girls have qualified for the National Junior Classic. Under 14 boys, unfortunately, are not going to qualify, I believe. Under 16 boys have already qualified. Mm-hmm. The under 16 girls, I believe, have qualified. And the other 18 boys and girls, I believe if they win this week, they should qualify.
Okay.
Or it might need to win and need some results to go their way. So we'll give you an update on the under 18 boys and girls next week. So far, it looks like we've got five of the eight teams have qualified for the NJC.
Fantastic. Technical officials news. We've got some brand new gradings that we need to announce.
Do you want to alternate our way through these?
Yeah, start off. Yep. Ashton Collard is a brand new apprentice.
Shina Montessa, new apprentice.
Loic Antoni, we'll go with it, new apprentice.
Manasa Sagi, new C grade.
Nathan Sandu, new C grade.
Sunuka da Silva, new C grade.
Charlotte Greaves, new apprentice.
Arav Ganasan, new apprentice.
And Kevin Bardia, new C grade.
So well done to all those. And of course, we'll also have officials participating in the NJC that we just talked about, yep, for Junior Cavs. They'll be announced soon and we can talk about them as well.
That's right.
And then finally, as always, we've got our upcoming programs and events. The 3-on-3 tournament, July 16th, school holiday clinics, registrations open in the next week. Final spots for Term 2 programs, Hoop Heroes, Kitty Hoop Heroes, Future Cavs has two spots left in it. Walking basketball every Wednesday, get down here, yep, 10 to 11. And obviously we talked about the GOAT Labs Australia tournament on June 15th. The GOAT League starting in July, early August. Keep an eye on the feed for that. That awesome. Is everything covered on the agenda.
I don't have my flag. It's on the ground. Shambles.
All right. It's a good week to talk footy. Those who follow the podcast know that we're big AFL fans as well as big basketball fans.
Yes.
We're going to talk some banter. How'd Essendon go on the weekend?
It doesn't matter.
Lost by 100.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because...
Those D's won.
The D's did win.
Beat the reigning premiers, but top you know four what? Contenders, you know away what? At the Gabba. Pew, pew.
But you know what? My man, Braden Van Loo. I don't know why that man barracks for St Kilda, because they are hopeless.
You know, I did the ladder predictor last
night.
I did the ladder predictor last night, and you guys have been arguing over both of your teams finishing the bottom four. You guys play each other in like round 22.
Yeah.
The winner of that game will secure bottom five, and the loser will secure bottom four, I think. I think that's you how think? My ladder predictor worked out. Like basketball. NBA. My Knicks.
Yes.
Eastern Conference Finals. Here we come.
I'm not about the Knicks anymore.
Oh, you've
They got a bit cocky.
They're all right.
They got to be cocky. They started right. chasing fans down the street. Did you see that video?
Yeah, I did see that video. That's a bit. That's new. That's not nothing. That's nothing to do with the Knicks. That's everything to do with New York City.
Ah, the Knicks fans are part of New York City, so it is their fault. And
doesn't matter. The Knicks first appearance, I think, in the Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years.
Yeah, so they're a bit like Essendon.
Yeah, so they're there.
They are there.
They have made it there. So hopefully the Knicks can get a win. I follow the NBA so much, I couldn't even tell you who they're playing.
That's right.
Indiana?
They are playing Indiana.
Indiana. So, yeah. Who's Indiana? Not even worried about it.
The Pacers.
Halliburton? Who cares? Doesn't matter. Jalen Brunson out there, Cat, the big fella. We're all right. The Knicks are all right. Everyone keeps telling me OKC's a shoe-in to win the other one. I don't even know who OKC's playing. Who are they playing? Minnesota?
Yes. Is it Minnesota? I think it's Minnesota.
Please. Anthony Edwards? That's Minnesota, isn't it?
Couple of big upsets earlier in the knockouts.
That's a lock, which is a bit shame for our boy Giddy, because he could have been part of that group. But
well, Giddy technically played for OKC this year.
Do you think they win, they get a ring?
Yeah, I think if they play one game, they get a ring, regardless. WNBA news, Caitlin Clark and the Angel
beef.
Reese.
The beef.
It is real. I'm seeing a lot of things online.
I look at the beef, and it feels like it's one-way traffic.
I think... No one is on Angel Reese's side.
Angel Reese gets very fired up and is ready to fight her. And Caitlin Clark just gives her a oof and walks off like, I don't even care who you are.
Now, speaking about the foul, did you see the foul that Caitlin Clark did on...
Yeah.
Was it malicious?
Yes, it obviously was. She just pushed the other girl out of the way and that she was retaliating to that.
Okay, but I don't think it was in a... I think it was a foul that anyone at domestic basketball would take. It would still be called a flagrant foul. But you take that foul.
No.
I don't think she went out there to hurt her. I think she went out there to stop her scoring.
She went out there to make a point. If someone grabs me like that while I'm playing basketball, I'm fired up. You'd be fired up. If someone grabbed you while you got an open layup, flagrant foul, because you push someone else, you're gonna be fired up.
Okay, take away the pushing part of things.
No, because that's all part of it. You can't just isolate the fact she was retaliating. Caitlin Clark was retaliating to Angel had pushed the
Was it a flop?
Did she
flop?
No.
Did she flop?
No.
You don't think she did?
No. Speaking of flops, Frankston Blues, man, are we going to do it?
Yeah,
we'll
why
talk
not?
About it. We can decide later if we're going to cut it.
Yeah, we're talking about flopping, so we might as well talk about it.
I didn't even know who was in the post of the play. Lucas Barker defending. Yeah. I think he was halfway through the air before the ball even made its way into the post. Straight up teched by the ref. No warning. Lucas Barker went flying. I've never seen that man jump so high on a flop. Oh. The ref wasn't having a bar of it straight away. No warning, bang, flop, tech. You don't see that often in basketball.
Now, you reckon they teed him up straight away because we had the ability to score?
I think so.
Yeah?
I'm not... The referees can jump in the comments if they want here. We talked about it briefly yesterday. I think traditionally you get warned for a flop if it's like in the process of the play and it doesn't affect the overall outcome. Obviously, the flop and it being called has affected Tyler, assuming it was Tyler, his ability to get an easy 2 points.
Yep.
You know, it's cost him 2 points there. So I think that. But wild. You just don't see it often. You don't see it often in NBA
no,
one basketball.
You, don't.
They, you see the warnings. You yep. see the flop warnings. You just don't see the flop text
yep.
very often. So, you know, shout out to our Bayside rivals, Frankston, for giving us that little tidbit there. That's enough. That's enough of the podcast. That's enough. We'll see you here Saturday night, triple header, 3:30, 5:30, 7:30. New chat men, NBA women, NBA men. First 150 people are picking up a flag.
And a great block. Donovan's 3-pointer. And the fortress erupts here. Hold up.